I'm going to quickly go to Dumisani Chauke, who's already on the line. Coach, welcome to Sports Talk. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show for the first time. Welcome.
Hi, Buke. Thank you for having me.
Congratulations on being crowned Africa Cup champions, African Netball Cup champions of 2019. I mean, a flawless competition. Every game won. You must be very happy with the performance of the girls.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's always great that they can go out to England, Australia, New Zealand and perform well. And it's a different ball game when we have to play against our African sisters. And it's always a challenge playing them because they play like a different style of netball, which is completely unorthodox. There's literally no game plans, and you just have to adapt every single moment with what's happening on the court. So the girls really, really did well. We're really proud of them, and we cannot wait to take the trophy again should it happen next year.
Yes, and I'm sure you're already looking to next year because obviously as a coach, you never stop thinking forward. You've been involved with the Proteas for quite some time as a player, former player yourself. What is it like now being in the coach's role?
It's the hot seat, I call it. it's a different kind of pressure, but it's a pressure that I truly enjoy because when I was still playing, all the pressure was on the coaches and making the decisions and, you know, having to choose who should get onto the court and whatnot. And now I'm on the other side of the fence. And that pressure just tripled over to like 100. And, you know, when you're a player, you only have to deal with the coach.
Yes.
But when you're a coach, you're dealing with 12 different personalities. So that's the other exciting thing about it. It just also assists you as a person to grow in how you deal with human relations. So yeah, hot seat, lots of pressure, but enjoying it and loving every moment.
Are you sitting comfortably on that hot seat?
Yep, absolutely. Bring on the heat.
Great attitude there, Coach. You guys played pretty good opponents. I mean, we have to say that African teams are actually not half bad. I mean, Kenya, we've got the likes of Malawi, Zambia as well as Zimbabwe. So it was quite a good mix of talent that you guys played against. How did you find the performance of the Proteas?
Now, the Proteas held their own. They knew that it was going to be physical, especially against the Malawians, the Zambians and the Ugandans, including Zimbabwe, who all ended top 8, top 10 in the recent World Cup out in Liverpool. So we couldn't take any of them for granted. And we just had to prepare our girls, not only mentally, but physically as well, because the body can only take so much hitting, you know. So the girls, they knew it was going to be physical, but they prepared for it. And at some point, you know, we would get overwhelmed, but they would pull themselves right out and say, listen, this is the Africa Cup. It is happening in South Africa. And with the Proteas having not participated in it for quite some time, it was a good opportunity for us as coaches as well, post-World Cup, to take stock and also give opportunity to young players, as we didn't have 4 of our more senior players that participated at the World Cup. So that's a great opportunity for us as coaches to ease ourselves into these hot seats, but also to give opportunities to the younger players to showcase what they can do on this level.
Coach, you mentioned that we didn't participate in this previously. Why was that, and when did that change?
I'm not too sure what the reason was. That would need to be clarified by Netball South Africa. As I don't know, maybe it was a decision from the office or the previous coaches, but I'm in no position to make a comment on that. But it was a great opportunity this year. I mean, World Cup 2023 is coming to Africa. It's an opportunity for us to profile South Africa as a host nation, to profile the netball girls and what people can be looking forward to come 2023 down in Cape Town. And it's also an opportunity for us to hype up netball and get people talking about netball down in Cape Town and on the whole African continent, because this will be the first time that Africa as a whole hosts the senior Netball World Cup in 2023.
I mean, let's talk about that World Cup, Coach. I'm actually getting goosebumps just thinking about the performance that the Proteas had at the World Cup, getting all the way into the semifinals. You did very well. And after that, you come back home and you realize, hey, South Africa was watching. How did that feel? Have you seen a rise in interest in the game? Have you seen people come out more in their numbers now?
Well, personally, I wasn't at the World Cup as I was still on maternity leave, but I was doing the live broadcast for Super Sport. So, yes, it was very interesting and very exciting to see everyone talking netball all of a sudden. I mean, we've been doing well all these years. We've been in the top five for the longest time, higher ranked than another sporting code I won't mention. But it had to take our girls to get into a semifinal for people to start saying, oh, wait, there's a sport called netball. What is this about? Yeah. Oh, the girls are doing so well, you know, but we appreciate the support that, has been coming from South Africa as a whole. And we just hope that it was not a once-off thing that is going to carry on and we're going to get more corporate companies coming on board and saying, listen, we would like to help you achieve what you guys want to achieve in this netball thing.
I stand to be corrected, Coach, but I think at the previous World Cup, it wasn't televised in South Africa, if I'm not mistaken, as it was this time around by SuperSport. Do you think that had anything to do with it, if that is the case?
I'm not too sure if it was or not, so I guess both of us would stand to be corrected.
Yeah.
But the more coverage the sport gets, the more attention we'll get and the more people are going to be talking about it. So big ups to SuperSport for bringing us those games. They mustn't stop bringing us more netball games, because the more people see this netball thing, the more kids want to play it, the more people talk about it, the more sponsors and corporate want to get on board. So, yeah, big ups.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Coach, so where to from here? You're now done with the Africa Cup. You are the champions. You claimed that 72-53 victory over Zambia in the final, which was it's quite a margin to win by in a final, highlighting the strength of the Proteas. But where to from here?
Well, we're preparing for the English Roses. The England Test Series will be taking place in Cape Town at the Belleville Velodrome. We go into camp mid-November and the games start on the 29th, first test, 30th, the second test, and the last test is on the 1st of December. So anyone who's listening who's down in Cape Town or would like to come and support our girls, please book your flights, book your hotels. 3 weeks' time, we'll be down in Cape Town to showcase what the SPA Proteas are going to be able to do against the English Roses.
And I'm pretty sure that it will be televised. I'm hoping that it will be televised. But we need more of that. We need to see more of the Proteas. I mean, now we've got, netball players who are household names, where before we didn't even know who the captain was. Now we can mention three or four or five players off the cuff.
Yeah, absolutely. I cannot wait for the day where you can mention all of them, even the players that don't make the final 12, because usually we work with a squad of between 15 and 20 players. And at any particular time, should someone get sick, get injured, have work commitments or academic commitments, we're able to chop and change. So, I guess the more these players play and are on your TV screens when people are watching at home, the more everyone's going to start talking about them, especially the young ones that are coming through the varsity netball system.
Dumisani Chauke, the Proteas netball assistant coach, on the line with me tonight. Dumisani, thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on a wonderful tournament. Unbeaten. How many games was it? Seven?
No, it was six games.
Six games.
Since we were only seven, because Tanzania pulled out.
Oh, yes. So 6 out of 6 for the Proteas and a very comprehensive win in the final over Zambia. Thank you so much for the wonderful work that you're doing and congratulations once again.
Thank you so much for giving us the time.
That is Dumisani Chauke, the assistant coach of the SPA Protea netball team. Let's get out there in our numbers. You heard, in 2 weeks' time, the Roses of England will descend on our shores, one of the best teams in the world, and they will be in Belleville or in Cape Town. I'm not sure if it's Belleville, but they will be in Cape Town. Keep an eye out on the SA Netball Twitter page for details, and let's go and support the girls.